The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. It is Friday, April 17th, 7:05 AM. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, and it is a beautiful, sunny morning here in Northern California, and the kickoff to cool April nights is today, this evening, in downtown Reading at 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., and also the kickoff to the Red Bluff Roundup over in Red Bluff, starting at 7 p.m. Great weekend for a lot of great events. There's no shortage of things to do. And if you're saying, there's nothing to do in Shasta County, just go on the internet, type in what's going on, because there's so many things happening. Like this, Saturday in downtown Reading, we're kicking off the first 599 Music Fest, and it's an all-day festival starting from 10 a.m. and going to 10 p.m. over in Whistle Stop Park, indie and alternative rock, and it's a two-day concert partnering with Chico. So first concert's here in Reading, second day's in Chico, and it's also Cascade Theater's exciting, cool April night themed Grease Music Sing-Along, and that's going to be starting at 7 p.m. on Saturday. So you've got cowboys, classic cars, musicals, and Indian alternative rock. If there's any other events that I missed, give me a call at 530-605-4567. And hey, we have no guest for this first hour, so if you want to be a guest, give me a call, 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. We'll take calls. We'll talk about anything. I think it'll be a great morning. I'd love to hear what you are looking forward to for this amazing spring season. I'm joined in the studio with Alex. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
It's going well. It's going well. I'm working on my side tan right now with the sunrise.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
As it shines into the studio. But, Alex, how have you been?
I've been good, man. It's, rodeo week. Done a couple of events. Did not go to Red Bluff on Wednesday. I was kind of under the weather. Mm-hmm. But, looking forward to, you know, it's still a month away, but the Reading Rodeo, that sounds fun. You know, this is the first time I'm really doing a rodeo and being pressed. I have to get the Western wear.
I think the last time you and I talked, you were going to work on their Western wear.
Have you gotten yours yet?
I was just in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I was thinking, man, I'm going to get myself some real good Western boots and jeans. And
not in Tulsa, man.
In Tulsa? Shoot, that's like the Route 66 old Western driller baron.
You know, I lived in Tulsa before I moved back to Reading.
No way.
Like a year and 8 months. What part of town did you stay in?
I stayed in downtown.
Okay.
I also stayed a little bit in Broken Arrow.
Oh, okay. Very familiar with that.
You're a Tulsite? A Tulsa?
No, I'm originally from South Carolina. Can't you tell?
No, you give us California so well.
Yeah, I was California even when I lived in South Carolina. Mm-hmm, You know, then I was in Reading for like 8 or 9 years, moved down to L.A. for 5 years, then Tulsa like a year and 8 months, and back in Reading. So
I didn't get any Western gear there, but you, I have to ask, Alex, Tulsa, did you love it?
It was probably my least favorite place to live. This is a very strange town, man.
It was a very strange town.
Overrated, I think.
I don't know. This is the thing. I did not want to like Tulsa. I went in on this going, oh, why am I going to Tulsa? Because it's for a national downtown conference.
Okay.
And it's like even every single day leading up to me going home, I was like, oh, it's Tulsa. Oh, Tulsa. Now I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, that's crazy. And you probably didn't get out enough to see a good chunk of the town, or did you?
I got out. Okay. And that's where I'm starting to think about it more and more and more. And all I've been listening to is Dave Williams, Living on Tulsa Town.
Are you watching Tulsa King now?
No, should I?
If you like Tulsa, you should.
Wait, isn't that Sylvester Stallone?
Stallone, yeah. there's two seasons of it, but it's all in Tulsa.
Somebody told me when they saw I was in Tulsa, they said, "Hey, say hello to Sylvester Stallone to me." And I went, "Oh, what are you talking about? What's he doing here?"
Another movie to watch is Killers of the Flower Moon. That was filmed an hour away from Tulsa.
You know, I forgot you were a movie buff.
Yeah. So those are my Tulsa recommendations if you are.
But you usually only watch, like, really, you know, your thing is watching very strange, low-rated movies.
Well, that's for the podcast, you know.
Okay,
I'm well-rounded, yeah.
Okay, good. So it's called The Flower... Killers
of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, that one's recent.
That was probably 2 years ago.
Yeah. Wasn't that Martin Scorsese?
Yeah, and DiCaprio.
Yes.
That took place an hour from Tulsa.
Okay, I should watch that. So I enjoyed Tulsa, and I talked about it yesterday, so I'm sorry to the sorry to the viewers that are tuning in on this right now, but guys, as a Californian, going into Tulsa, Oklahoma was the strangest experience.
Yeah.
Because, one, smoking is still relevant
there. Yep.
Every single bar I went into, dive bars, regular bars, cigarettes.
Yep.
Flavored cigarettes, menthol
yep.
cigarettes. You could just buy it at the bar, and everyone, every single person is smoking. That was really strange and cool.
Did you get to the center of the earth, the big tourist?
I made it to the center of the earth.
Okay.
I was amazed at the land. I was amazed at the Art Deco investment that the city, that the oil barons really tried to make Tulsa look like, and then the crash of 1930 hit, and then all of the Art Deco just halted.
Yeah.
So you have incomplete Art Deco projects. Like, one was supposed to be a 14-story Art Deco building,
mm-hmm.
Art Deco hotel, and then the crash hit, and now it's just forever a fancy Art Deco lobby.
Yeah.
How many times can I say Art Deco in a sentence?
So you were in the gentrified area downtown that's been refurbished and modernized?
It's working on it. It's working on being modernized. A Tulsa block, like, it's not... I wouldn't consider it a walkable city, and I should have known that considering its oil and Route 66, so it's super car-centric.
Yep.
But the neighborhood surrounding, so the Blue Dome District, Greenwood, Black Wall Street, and what's the other one? Blue Dome, Green, what's the Tulsa Arts District.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
All in their downtown, so they're really nice. Oh, and Sobo, South Boston District. So there's all these great little neighborhoods, Main Street style, which I loved it.
Did you go there looking for ideas for Reading?
It was for a National Main Street Conference, so everyone from across the country was there for Tulsa since National Main Street Conference was hosting.
Okay, gotcha.
And so everyone had different ideas, and Reading is doing great, I mean, in the sense of our downtown. A lot of these conferences focus on where do you begin, how do you get capital, how do you get investing, arts and culture, and Reading's been working on this for the last 30 years. So we're doing a lot of great work, and we're not done yet. But Tulsa, I feel like I had one more thing in my mind about how cool Tulsa was. I don't know. You didn't care for it.
Well, it was just strange. I mean, there are parts of town I could swing with. They didn't have a really good movie theater anywhere in Tulsa, even though they had a couple of AMCs. One of them was kind of cool, but run down. So that was a little bit of a disappointment after coming from Los Angeles, where you can find them, like, all over the place. Nightlife pretty much shuts down at 9 o'clock or before, unless you want to go hang out at one of the casinos and talk about smoke-filled. You're going to be smelling like you smoked an entire pack of cigarettes. Mm. Did you get over and look at the weird architecture of ORU, Oral Roberts University?
No, but thank you for saying architecture, because that triggered my thing I wanted to say, because our listeners could find this interesting. Maybe, maybe not. But over in downtown Tulsa is the same architecture. The building is where the Oklahoma Bank is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same exact architect and architecture as the Twin Towers, as the World Trade Center.
Right.
Right there in the middle. Looks exactly the same. That was intentional. It's just a little bit smaller scaled.
Mm-hmm.
And when 9/11 happened, that whole building got federal protection during that time because people were worried it was going to happen to that building.
The thing about ORU is it looks like a combination of Star Wars meets the Emerald City. And I think it's because they were, when they built those buildings back in the 60s and 70s, they were thinking, what would modern architecture look like in the 2000s? And that's what they came up with. So it looks like space stations and weird stuff, for, which for a religious campus is a little odd. But
that'd be cool to see.
Yeah. We can look up photos online.
I saw over in the, there's a baseball field for a minor league baseball team right in the center of their downtown as well.
Yep.
We have the Colt 45s just off of downtown, so, you know, we're doing something. So, this minor league baseball team actually feeds into the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Tulsa Drillers. They had a giant Jackie Robinson mural.
Yep.
So, a little bit of Easter egg of California. But, I got to watch a University of Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State.
Oh, wow.
Baseball game out there. And then after that, a tornado warning broke out.
Those are fun.
That was, yeah, everybody was...
I don't miss that weather. I mean, the winter was very mild, which I appreciated because they're supposed to be pretty rough. But it did hail a couple of times, and I'm talking like...
Golf ball hail.
Golf ball, tennis ball size hail, you know, for like 20 minutes solid, pummeled, then it stops.
Yeah, I'll take our sunny, hot, and wildfire weather over the Tulsa weather that I experienced. Hey, but Alex, we made it to our first break of the hour. So thanks for sticking with us. We'll be back. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I'm no friends. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change. Everybody calls to say Lions.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Dust off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Welcome back, Casey and our listeners. Happy Friday. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading. Filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, they'll be back next Monday, and I'm here with Alex in the studio. Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning. What other songs? Let's, can you give us, like, good Tulsa or Western music for the rest of the hour?
Yeah, I'll find something for you.
Heck yeah.
Good, I can come up with good stuff, yeah.
All right, this is good. So, you know, I was thinking when I was kind of coming back from the break, I would have all these things to talk about. I don't, except for the fact that I wonder how the Outdoorsmen Festival went this last weekend over at the Civic Center. So if you went to that festival, give us a call, 520-605-4567. One of the big things that has dropped yesterday, is the Asphalt Cowboys 2026 Rodeo Week activities. So we are less than a month away for Redding's rodeo programming. May 2nd is the Top Hand Dinner. I guess that's open to the public, but I know that that's mostly like hosted by the Asphalt Cowboys kicking it off. Then it becomes the Asphalt Cowboys Golf Tournament. I hear that is wild.
It's supposed to be, apparently they tried it a year or year or two ago, and it really took off. So they talked about that during the lunch this past Tuesday.
Yeah, I heard it's wild. Asphalt Cowboys Golf Tournament. So that's Gold Hills, 10 a.m., May 4th. There's the street dance, which is very exciting. They used to hold it. I think it was called Rodeo Gulch. What were they calling it?
The Gulch. Rodeo Gulch.
Rodeo Gulch here in downtown Reading.
Yep.
And they used to always do the street dance, and then we mauled over our downtown. It took many years, and now that the Asphalt Cowboys saw that the streets are wide open, they said, let's bring our street dance back. So that's May 8th, Friday. Live music featuring Joe Peters Band, Market Street Promenade, at Whistle Stop Park, 1470 Market Street, 5 to 10 p.m. And it's the entertainment zone. I know the Asphalt Cowboys are going to be cowboos.
Yeah, that's sure.
Cowboos. I know the Asphalt Cowboys are going to be selling cocktails, beer, wine, but it's also the entertainment zone. So you can go grab a beverage at like Fall River or Woody's or Market Street Blade and Barrel or the post office and bring it in. Special Needs Kids Day, that's one of their favorite days. I'm partnering with the Reading Rodeo Association. Starts at 9 a.m. May 11th in tradition and honoring John and Fran Balma and celebrating the life of Ronnie Spade, a beloved participant who's cherished to this day. So that's May 11th, Monday, Special Needs Kids Day. Then it's the Kitty Pet Parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, May 11th. Bank Holdup, May 12th. I have always wanted to find the loot.
Yeah. What does that mean? I heard about it. What's the prize normally?
Reading listeners, the Asphalt Cowboys, Elusive Loot, and Stallone Strangers is one of the most legendary things we do here in Shasta County, Redding, California. And I've been after that loot for the last 10 years. And so, Alex, to explain this, they have two lone strangers, I would consider, in quotations, well-known
yes,
celebrities.
I heard about that.
Yes, and they dress up as masked bandits, typically wearing relevant political masks.
Okay.
They haven't been relevant. It's been Hillary Clinton still, like, using the Hillary Clinton mask. And I think, you know.
Maybe they don't want to pony up for a new mask.
It's time to get a new mask.
No pun intended.
Let's go on it. Yeah, pony up. Let's see. You know, let's just make it Mitt Romney, you know. Let's make it. That's as relevant as these masks are. So, hey, maybe we get a more updated political.
Maybe they get a Swalwell mask.
Oh, brother. Yeah, that could be one. And Gonzalez.
Yeah, exactly. That would actually be really good. That's
Swalwell
good
and Gonzalez. Let's just get both parties sacrificed, all that stuff. Okay, hey. So, yes, they dress up the lone strangers, the celebrities, go in, rob whichever bank. I don't know which bank it is, but, you know, they just show up. And then the Asphalt Cowboys get on out. They're not really good. Their whole point is to stop the robbers.
Yeah.
All the cowboys are there. And they just go,
outside.
Yeah, and they go, wait, stop, oh no, we'll go get him. It's not really the high-speed horse chase you'd think. The lone strangers get in a classic car, drive away, and then the cowboys hop on their horse trailer, and they're firing off their gun blanks up in the air. Get back here. So once that happens, the Asphalt Cowboys drop their first clue, their first rhyme riddle, on hiding the loot. Now, see, I've always wanted to get it, and there's this one year, every single year I drive around the town just listening to the Wild West music, wearing a cowboy hat. I remember driving in my Prius, my mom's Prius, wearing a cowboy hat.
More Western than a Prius.
Than my mom's Prius with a cowboy hat, trying to find this loot. I did not find this loot, but I had a blast just exploring our city. And Alex, I've yet to find it. One year, they dropped the loot, whatever it's called, clue, on the first day. I knew it was going to be at the airport. It just was like, it's going to be at the Reading airport. I know it is. And then I went to work instead. And then 10 minutes after they dropped the riddle, the loot was found.
Oh, man.
And they got the full $500 on the first day. And so if you don't find the loot on the first day, then it goes down $100 each day.
Ah.
The strangers, they give you a clue about the strangers, too. It's two people, and then you have to give a call, and then if you get it right, you get $500, but it's the same. You have to wait.
So is it on their website, or?
Asphalt Cowboys. Follow the Asphalt Cowboys on their Facebook page, Instagram page, and pretty much every single news station will drop the clues.
Oh, okay.
One year someone died.
What? While looking for it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, this thing gets intense. And that created the rule, hey, we're not hiding this on private property, and we're not hiding it on things that you have to climb.
Oh, God. Wow.
And when I say climb in private property, it's like they're climbing on something that was unstable. Uh-huh. That was many years ago. I don't know what year that was, but listeners, do you remember that? Is this thing on?
Yes, it is.
Is anyone?
I can look it up during the break.
530-605-4567. What are your loot stories? Have you ever found the loot? If you found the loot, give us some advice, because I want that $500. But here's the thing, Alex. I feel like if I found the loot, I'd have to give it to someone else to claim it, because if they say Blake Fisher found the loot, they're going to think it's a conspiracy.
They're going to think you had inside information.
They're going to think I have inside. And it would be so unfair. Everybody would say, boo. And it wouldn't be a joyous, joyous time. So that is my favorite. That passed some time, and actually that got us to our next part of the break. We'll, before we go into that, I'll give the rest. So, bank holdup, May 12th. That's when the loot gets hidden. Bank and business judging, so all the banks participate. That's May 12th as well, about decorating for the Wild West. Best thing, largest pancake breakfast in America. May 15th, Friday, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. Tickets are on sale right now. Reading Rodeo begins May 13th through the 16th, Wednesday through Saturday, and then it's the Reading Rodeo Parade. Come on down, people. That Reading Rodeo Parade on the 16th is such a great morning. It used to be packed and filled the streets. So let's see if this entertainment zone will make a difference. And I think the theme this year for the Rodeo Parade, or the whole overall, is from revolution
yes.
to rodeo.
Yes, yes.
Dang. All right, hey, well, we're going to take our break. If you want to look more into this Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week activities, go follow Asphalt Cowboys on Facebook, Instagram, or go to their website at asphaltcowboys.org. You're listening to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, and there's Alex in the studio. We'll be back.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Sunday, April 19th, from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free T-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Cool April Nights kicks off this Friday with our downtown event, Spring Fest, including a walkabout blues concert, 4 to 9 p.m. Make sure to go to CoolAprilNights.com for a full schedule of events. Over 50 show and shines this year, 3 concerts, and 10 days of classic car fun. That's Cool April Nights Spring Fest downtown kickoff this Friday for Cool April Nights. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. downtown Reading, right on Market Street. CoolLaborNights.com for a full downloadable schedule of events.
I wanna be a cowboy.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be a cowboy.
Have you heard that before?
No.
It's Timbuk 3 from back in the 80s.
It's going to be my new... That's going to be... I've been listening to Tulsa Time on repeat. That's going to be the one I'm going to be listening to now.
Timbuk 3, I Want to Be a Cowboy.
I want to be a cowboy. Hey, you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm here with Alex in the studio.
Hello.
For all those tuning in right now, we're just going to be playing cowboy-themed music this morning. And also, today is the kickoff to the Red Bluff Roundup. Get your tickets today at redbluffroundup.com. Org. Oh, God. I should have verified that. But it's also the Cool April Nights kickoff today. So I'm actually on the Cool April Nights. Oh, it's redbluffroundup.com. And it's coolaprilnights.com as well. Why? What's the difference between com and org?
The spelling.
It is
an official designation, but I don't know what it is. Sorry.
The spelling.
Unpractical.
The three-letter difference. Hey, Cool April Nights kicks off today, April 17th through April 26th. Get your kicks on Market Street, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. with the Spring Fest Classic Car and Motorcycle Show put on by Community Alliance Network. Which, funny enough, is the same acronym as CAN, Cool April Nights, Community Alliance Network, CAN, but one starts with a K and one starts with a C. Did you know that? Alex is asleep. Okay, so...
I'm giving up music, sorry. I can't do that with the microphone on.
Otherwise, go to the CoolAprilNights.com to go check out the schedule of events. I'm trying to find the schedule right now to go through. Big show, registration. Well, there's the big show next week. I think the one that everybody likes to go to, oh, all events, download schedule of events. So that's how you're going to do this. Go to coolaprilnights.com. That's C-O-M, not O-R-G.
Okay, gotcha.
And you'll go to full event schedule. You can go to events, registrations, and such. Download your full schedules. But going through... Today, Friday, April 17th, Players Pizza Show over in Anderson, starting at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's in a few hours. Then you have the Spring Fest official downtown kickoff. It is free to the community. The fee is more for registration, but it's free to the community to participate. Saturday is the Lithia Chevrolet Show and Shine. Saturday, April 18th, the Anderson River Park Show and Shine. Saturday, April 18th, is the Box Drop Mattress Store Show and Shine. Saturday, gosh, everything's happening on Saturday the 18th. So how Cool April Nights works is basically the entire day for this next week. So every single day,
We'll
have multiple show and shines all across the community. So if you want to download that schedule, you can pinpoint your favorite places and businesses you want to go support, or just follow all the classic cars to each place. I think it'll be a great time. But the one that I'm going to be hosting tomorrow night, Alex, I'm going to get my Greased Lightning on.
You're hosting that? Awesome.
I'm hosting that at the Cascade Theater Walk-In Movie Grease Sing-Along Movie Night, Saturday, April 18th, 7 p.m. Well, a go Grease Lightning.
Are you going to wear the, you know, the T-shirt and the leather jacket?
Rydell High. I will wear the standard greaser white T-shirt, jeans, and Converse.
Okay.
Maybe I'll put hairspray in my hair. But nobody could be John Travolta. Nobody can be John Travolta or Olivia Newton-John. Grease is one of the all-time best movie musicals.
Of course.
And it's a sing-along. So if you want to check out classic cars in front of the Cascade Theater, go support 1724. Get a classic Danburger.
Yeah.
Bring your chick
yeah.
out for the night. I think tomorrow you're going to have a blast in downtown Reading.
Did you ever see Grease Part 2? Michelle Pfeiffer?
I'm trying to forget.
Yeah, no.
Grease Part 2.
Forget that. Flush it.
Yeah, that's you've probably talked about that in your podcast.
It's on the list.
It's on the list. Yeah, Grease. So tomorrow night, I think it'll be a great night. 500 tickets have already been sold. So
is it sold out?
It's not sold out. There's 999 seats. Show on up. I mean, sing in with all your closest friends, everybody celebrating classic cars. And those songs are timeless. The only ones, gosh, I don't hate myself. I'm just going to lean into it. The songs that stick out to me the most are Rizzo mm-hmm. and Sandy's.
Okay.
I know there's, you know.
I don't fault anyone for what they like in Greece or anything.
Look
like that.
At me. I'm Sandra D. Lousy with. yeah. Rizzo. Hopelessly devoted to you. A banger. Okay. So, Sunday, Ken Smith's Grocery Store, the 19th. Yeah, I would say just download. But the things to know for the actual major community events that everybody likes to show up is the... Oh, I have to go down. Let me just look at my regular calendar. Carl and Linda are never going to ask me back to be on the show. 23rd is the cruise on Hilltop. Hilltop, Dana, Churn Creek, Cypress. That is where everybody can bring their lawn chairs out, sit on the streets, and also we're going to be trying out the entertainment zone over on Hilltop.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you can go to places like C.R. Gibbs, the Three Shastas, Logan's Roadhouse.
Okay.
Maybe Applebee's, and grab your to-go beverage and go walk around and check out the Clifton Lights. And, you know, this entertainment zone, I have to state, we are the only city right now.
You're really excited.
Yes. Because all the naysayers. And if you're listening, call in, weigh in.
Oh, I think it's great.
Entertainment Zone. We are the only city right now operating the Entertainment Zone 365 days out of the year from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. here in downtown Redding. No other California community is doing that just yet.
Yeah.
And they're slow-paced to figure it out. Most of them are only, like, sectioning off a block, or they're doing it event-based. Why this is great for us. This was headed up by downtown business owners, the city manager's office, and Reading Police Department.
And people were probably doing it anyway.
That's where I was going to leave.
Yeah,
if okay. Everybody said, oh, clutching my pearls, somebody's drinking alcohol on the street. Well, let me say, I've seen crazier stuff happen on the street.
Yes.
Instead of a
I have too.
Instead of a plastic cup mm-hmm. and a wristband yep. and supporting a local business. Two, what do you think is going on in those Stanley cups? You know, those sealed.
With the big Yetis?
And the Yeti yeah. cups. Yeah, that's not lemonade.
it ain't grape juice.
They're not drinking coffee at 5 p.m. at night. maybe they are. Irish coffee. So, you know, we got to try out this entertainment zone, and we've had no problems. The weather's heating up. We see a lot of people going into these downtown businesses and walking around, and there's a lot of arts and culture happening in downtown Reading right now. You could see all the new murals and sculptures and art projects in support of business. But this whole point of the entertainment zone was to lift up these ABC restrictions.
Yep.
And so instead of having a restaurant be fenced up to take a beverage outside, you put a wristband, you yep. grab a non-breakable cup, pour your beverage, beer, wine, or a cocktail, and then you can walk around.
So the only thing I don't know, do they charge for the wristband?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. Nope.
You just have to get it.
You
okay.
just get the wristband from the business. Each business has a different wristband that says the name of their business. And it's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. This isn't encouraging people to get drunk.
Right.
This isn't inviting a whole bunch of people to bring their own beverages from home.
Right.
This is saying that these are designated restaurants and bars who are already following ABC rules and regulations, and then putting a wristband and a disposable cup. So there's your entertainment zone. It's working out great. Right now we're the only city that operates 365 days out of the year with this entertainment zone. We encourage the rest of Shasta County to look into this, the walkable parts.
Yeah.
I think Dunsmuir's looking into trying something out like this.
I can only imagine what that would look like in Los Angeles.
Boy, I'm amazed that Los Angeles hasn't picked that up.
I can see someplace like Burbank doing it. They have a kind of they block off part of the road at certain parts of the year for street performers and restaurants to, you know, go out on the patios, but I wonder how that would look.
I'll explain it like this. Has anybody been to Disneyland?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Or California Adventure?
Yeah.
They give you a beverage. You don't see any fences in that place.
Right.
It's always patron pedestrian focused. And you could say, oh, well, people are paying tickets to go over there. The whole point was designing a place that people will travel hundreds of thousands of miles to experience what a main street should look like.
Exactly.
So, and pay a lot of money. So while I'm not saying we're Disneyland, or at least yet, don't worry, I'll get churros on the street.
Okay, sounds good.
So you could get churros in an entertainment zone. But that's what the, it's good design for pedestrian focused and not having harsh restrictions on restaurants and also building up fences that prevent people from walking on the street or being enclosed. A fence is ugly. I'm against fences. I am not pro fence, if you can't tell. I was thinking people are going to call on that, but it seems like everybody's chill with the entertainment zone right now. So the reason why we're talking about that is because the Cool April Nights cruise next Thursday on Hilltop, you're going to be able to try out that entertainment zone on Hilltop. People have been bringing beverages for all these years. So now it's an opportunity to go support these great local businesses and franchises, I guess, because I think some of them are, well, obviously they're franchises.
Okay.
But Alex, have you been to the cruise before?
I have not. I know about it, but I've never
gone. Oh, man. So you've been to the Sundial Film Festival, but now you need to go to the cruise. It's an amazing experience and basically the loudest cars in history.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about the cars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been a couple of years now.
Rev your engine.
Yeah. It's happening on my birthday this year.
What? Yeah. Your birthday's next Thursday?
Well, what are they doing on Friday. What's going on Friday?
That's the big show at the Civic
Center.
That's
what I'm thinking of. Yeah, that is happening on my birthday.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
I already have plans. I was going to go hang with friends, but a few more of my friends decided to throw a big bash in my backyard with a movie screen. And
oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'll take that.
This is good.
Yeah. So I don't know what movie we're going to watch yet, but...
American Graffiti.
Well, we do this thing called ABC Movie Night, so we're on letter H. So everyone that comes votes on a movie that starts with the letter H.
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod's a good one. Happy Gilmore, maybe.
Mm.
Or Happy Death Day to you.
Horton Hears a Who.
Maybe not. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I can't think of any more H movies. Hey, if you think of an H movie, call on in. 530-605-4567. The other thing is, you know what I'd love to do, Alex, one of these days that I host?
Mm-hmm.
We need to get all the phone numbers to the radio stations and then just call Steve Gibson.
That would be awesome.
And Clark Shoffley.
Yeah.
Call Billy and Patrick.
Yeah. That would be awesome. That's a good idea.
And just be like, what are you guys doing? What are you guys talking about? And see what's in. Just have a little collab show for a few minutes. Who else? Oh, Don and Heather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're in the morning.
We could kind of monitor what they're talking about and call in with a different opinion.
Yeah.
And say, oh, and by the way, this is...
KCNR's stance
exactly.
is this.
Yeah.
Also, superior radio station and pick fights with all that.
And if you want advertising, call.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
That would go over great.
I think it would be fantastic. But I would love to talk to Billy and Patrick. I wonder if the radio people have ever done that. See, Billy and Patrick's... Steve.
It would be kind of cool just to do it and see what they think. I think that's a great idea, dude.
I'm Steve Gibson. That's my best Steve Gibson impersonation.
Yeah.
I like Billy, and I feel like I relate to Patrick's voice when he's talking. Billy and Patrick are so funny. Okay. Hey, well, we're funny too, Alex. Alex and Blake show. We're going to take our break, send you all off. If anybody's still listening, thanks for tuning in. I know we... Hey, we have no guests. This is what happens. We're going to take it home once we come back from the break, and then hopefully we'll have a guest. I believe it's House of Realty. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
And just beat it.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for the Carl and Linda Bott Show. It is Friday, April 17th, the kickoff to the Red Bluff Roundup and Cool April Nights. I'm here with Alex in the studio, and I'm just going to have Alex build my playlist from now on Spotify. I think he does a great job.
Oh, thanks, man.
You're welcome. Listeners, I hope you're having a great, beautiful morning. It's beautiful weather. And a lot to do. I'm looking forward to this summer where it's going to be Whiskeytown Lake. Weather, hey, we got a caller. Oh, man. Oh, man. Let's hope it's a good one. But also, kick off to Red Bluff Roundup tonight, Cool April Nights. Going to be a great time. Tomorrow night is the Grease Sing-Along, and then download all of your scheduled events. I can hear Alex's mic is on in the background. If you couldn't tell, so if you want to know what is happening, visit Redding Visit Reading's website is one of the best ways to see all of the events that are going on in your community. We're only a few weeks away from another First Friday in downtown Reading. The Asphalt Cowboys typically join us there. And tonight, Cool April Nights here in downtown Reading, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., free community event. Over 100-something cars, classic motorcycles, entertainment zone, live music. Really nice day. And the phone is 530-605-4567. And I know that you'd be looking forward to things. We're going to have House of Realty on at 8:05 a.m. And, Alex, we have some...
Linda is on the air.
No, Linda Bott?
Yes.
Uh-oh. She's going to fire me. She's going to...
Not at all. You are so wonderful, Blake. Who would fire you? You bring sunlight to any... sunshine to anything that you do.
Oh, thanks, Linda. Well, thank you. I was like, I don't know. We're off the rails this morning, Linda. But hey,
okay, that's okay.
You got to keep Alex on staff. He's one of the best sound engineers you could have. He's keeping
me
afloat.
Yes, he is. He really, really is. Listen, I called in because I want to do a quick push on something that for the listeners today. We are going to be closing ticket sales here, and so I'm doing a last-minute push for the Chicks and Chaps Luncheon, which is being held May 2nd at the Senior Center in Reading. That's right next to the Elks. And all the money that is made from this particular luncheon, of course, it's attached to the rodeo, so there's the legendary belt buckle, the legendary T-shirts. We've got Dr. Allen from Valor and Dr. Sackfield from Dignity Health, who are the keynote speakers. We've got the Asphalt Cowboys cooking. We have Serena Carice doing the music, a rodeo clinic, and, of course, legendary Carlene's as well. We'll be doing some side dishes. So it's a wonderful luncheon. Wear your pink. Tickets are on sale right now at readingrodeo.com. Look for the Chicks and Chaps button and go in there. And just know that all of the money stays local. We don't do brick and mortar. The money stays to help those patients. And we've seen it time and time again as the grant applications come in and we're able to give grants to those people that are going through chemo or radiation and maybe they just can't quite make whatever to stretch in between, or maybe their insurance doesn't quite cover something, or they need money for hotel or gas if they have to get treatment out of town. And so it feels really good to be able to help our community that way. So this is good for the North State. Shasta County, of course, in the North State, and we just, it's called Chicks and Chaps. Again, May 2nd. That's a Saturday from 10:30 to 2. And it's just going to be a chock-filled fun luncheon, and I just wanted to do a final push on that because I think they're going to have a couple more days for the tickets to be on sale, and then, of course, we have to, you know, get ready for the head count. So was that about mouthful there, Blake?
No, it wasn't. I wanted to follow up. If you want to learn more about Chicks and Chaps, you can find them on Facebook at Chicks N Chaps. That's N like nice, Chicks and Chaps. And I better buy my tickets. Linda, I'm so glad you called. Where are you?
Well, we are we're off, kind of off-grid, but obviously I can make a call to you. The people who own the fly shop, the Mitchell X, have this beautiful lodge where people from all over the world come here and fly fish and stay in this lodge. It's called Antelope Creek, which is outside of Tennant. And Tennant, if you're wondering, is about, I don't know, 30 minutes. It's outside between Klamath Falls and Weed. And they said, you know, we have an opening. You guys take it. And we said, well, we can still do some work. And thank God for, like, you're there and you're covering the shows. And we're handling the fundraisers and some of the stuff from here. But meanwhile, we just have 350 beautiful acres to walk around in and, you know, take hikes, and it's cold and it's beautiful up here.
I'm so happy for you guys. It sounds amazing.
Well, you are wonderful to hold down the fort. We'll be back, you know, of course, and that's what we're doing. You'll see pictures, but, you know, we've been kind of... Anyway, I know you're going to have to take a break, and we just so much appreciate you, Blake, and our wonderful engineer, Alex.
Just don't listen to the archive.
Yeah, don't go back.
Don't listen to the archives.
Linda, Carl, safe travels, and we'll see you back on Monday.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. So, Alex, that was nice. The phone's been going off the shelf with you guys over there, Alex. What's going on?
Well, the guy, we have someone who keeps getting kicked to the wrong line, and I can't put him on air, but he's on hold. He'll be available at the top of the hour after the news.
Who is it?
His name is Mr. Carpenter, and I don't know what he wants to talk about, but he's very adamant. He's called several times, so.
Well, find out.
I'll find out.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take our break, and then we're going to be back at around 8:05. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown with Alex in the studio.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Oil prices are falling and stock prices on the rise. In fact, the Dow's up more than 1,000 points. This after President Trump and the Iranian foreign minister took to social media this morning, making separate announcements that the Strait of Hormuz is fully reopened to commercial shipping. The president says that Iran, with the help of the U.S., is now working on removing any remaining mines from the strategic waterway. President Trump says Israel has been prohibited from further strikes on Lebanon, saying enough is enough in the Israel-Hezbollah war. Mr. Trump's invited the leaders of Israel and Lebanon to the White House.
After announcing a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon, the president invited the Israeli and Lebanese leaders to Washington for what he said would be their first meaningful talks since 1983.
Lebanon will be meeting with Israel, and they're probably going to do it at the White House.
Israel and Lebanon have technically been at war since Israel was established in 1948. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As far as the Iran conflict is concerned, President Trump describes things as going swimmingly, and he says he thinks that the war could be over pretty soon. The Artemis II astronauts, they're recounting their recent 10-day mission to the moon.
Commander Reid Weissman says the crew is still trying to decompress.
It's very hard to fully grasp what we just went through.
He says on the ride back to Earth, the heat shield held up. Pilot Victor Glover enjoyed the release of parachutes before splashdown.
If you dove off a skydiver, a skyscraper backwards, that's what it felt like.
Astronaut Christina Cook says she's not a person who likes attention, but realized this trip around the moon produced a lot.
We've done this together. We took your hearts with us, and your hearts lifted our hearts.
NASA is already working on Artemis 3 for next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
You're not just overweight, you're in survival mode. No pill or crash diet is going to fix that. They don't address why your body is storing fat. At PhD Weight Loss, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom, a signal that your metabolism, hormones, and stress response need attention. Fix that, and the weight comes off naturally. Call PhD Weight Loss, mention Mike G, you'll get 2 weeks free, and they'll pay for your food. Call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, mention Mike G, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
In his new movie, The Dragon's Prophecy, Dinesh D'Souza brings the new Middle East into focus.
Could the fate of the world, of humanity itself, be somehow tied to this place?
At long last, we have peace in the Middle East.
Israel and Christians are coming together in a way they have never been before.
But is this the end of Hamas and radical Islam? The Dragon's Prophecy is powerful, prophetic, a must-see movie. Now available on Amazon, YouTube, and iTunes.
There's a new AI tool under development. It has financial regulators concerned. They're worried about the potential for widespread fraud.
Mythos has been developed by Anthropic, the company best known for the Claude model. Governments and banks are being offered access to Mythos in advance to help protect their own systems. Canada's finance minister, Philippe-François Champagne, told the BBC it has been discussed at the G7 meeting. The Bank of England governor, Andrew Bailey, also told the BBC the model had to be taken very seriously because of the risk of cyber criminals exploiting it. The US Treasury confirmed it had raised the issue with its banks to ready their systems before any public release of Mythos by Anthropic.
The BBC's Faisal Islam. Leaders of France and the UK have been holding an international summit. They're trying to advance efforts to keep the Strait of Hormuz open and secure its future. A coalition does not include participation by the United States. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Another vehicle recall, this time involving some Ford trucks.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes F-150 light trucks with a six-speed automatic transmission that were produced between March 12, 2014 and August 18, 2017. Vehicle owners will be notified about the recall by mail and instructed to bring their vehicle to a Ford or Lincoln dealer to have their powertrain control module calibration updated at no cost. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Recapping the hour's lead story, President Trump and Iran's foreign minister have announced a full reopening to commercial shipping of the Strait of Hormuz. It sent stocks higher. The Dow is up more than 1,000 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It is Friday, April 17th, and welcome to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I'm here with Alex in the studio.
Good morning.
We just finished our first hour with no guests, but Alex and I held it down. We did actually have a guest in the last 5 minutes, and that was the lovely Madam Linda Bott, who gave us a phone call to talk about Chicks and Chaps fundraiser on May 2nd. So they are still selling tickets for that. It's an amazing fundraiser to go to, really great causes.
And you've heard of AI bots. I tell my friends, you know, my supervisors are two bots.
Oh, brother.
Bad joke.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, I work for two bots.
Where's like the ba-doom?
Yeah.
We don't have sound effects.
I need to find one of those, yeah.
Or like, wah, wah, wah. Was that good?
Yeah, I like it.
Maybe we don't need one. All right, hey, it's funny. Chicks and Chaps, you can find them on Facebook to learn more information. And that's the N standing for nice. Chicks and Chaps. Okay, so it was good to hear from Linda. They'll be back on Monday. Alex, seems we have the market minute.
Yeah, Susan's on.
Hey, Susan.
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are climbing higher today as oil drops and war tensions ease. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 1,030 points at 49,605. The S&P 500 is up 92 points at 7,133. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 376 points at 24,479. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA up $1.95, trading at $200.30. Netflix down $9.62, excuse me, at $98.17. Intel up $1.18, trading at $69.60 per share. And American Airlines up $1.10 at $13.37. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.226%. Over to commodities, gold is up $84 an ounce at $4,878. Silver up $4 at $82.94 per ounce. And crude oil is down $11, trading at $79 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR. It's a great day in the market.
Wow, that was definitely a minute. Susan, wait, before you go, are you going to any of the community events, Red Bluff Roundup, Cool April Nights, anything going on?
I will do Cool April Night, and I will do Chicks and Chaps. Always sponsor that. And the committee's great. There's a lot going on.
I love it. Well, hey, thank you, Susan, for passing our time. Our guest is late this morning, so you're the best. Oh, she hung up. Wow. Those stock people.
Yeah, they're to the point.
Dude.
I kind of appreciate that sometimes, but, you know.
Buy, buy, buy. Sell, sell, sell. Let's get to the point. Susan's the best. All right. That's your market minute. And looks like Cameron Middleton is getting on in here, so we're going to send ourselves to a break. Hey, get in here. We're about to take our first break. Why don't you jump on really fast? Hey, Cameron, good morning.
How goes it?
Oh, no, we got to fix our mic.
Go, yeah.
Go.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
That better?
Yeah, that's
perfect.
Good.
Perfect. How goes it?
Well, good. I thought we were going to have the House of Realty Hour. Now it's an hour and not even an hour.
Oh, no. It's
50 minutes.
Just perfect. Well, we never get through this first segment anyway before we hop on. So,
hey, well, it's okay, Cameron. It's great to see you. You look great. You smell great. And all right, we're going to our first break.
Sounds great.
Bye.
Ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. This show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Cool April Nights kicks off this Friday with our downtown event, Spring Fest, including a walkabout blues concert, 4 to 9 p.m. Make sure to go to CoolAprilNights.com for a full schedule of events. Over 50 show and shines this year, 3 concerts, and 10 days of classic car fun. That's Cool April Nights Spring Fest downtown kickoff this Friday for Cool April Nights, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. downtown Reading, right on Market Street. CoolAprilNights.com for a full downloadable schedule of events.
Everybody calls and say liars. Yo!
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Guess who's back again. Say he's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back. 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 Guess who's back.
And then it went, went. Too good. Yeah, it's good. It's good. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, we can cut loose when Carl and Linda are away.
That's what I was just thinking.
I'm Blake Fisher filling in for the Carl and Linda Bott on the Carl and Linda Bott Show. We've got Alex in the studio, and hey, we have our guest for the morning. We've got Cameron Middleton.
Good morning.
Realty. What's happening?
Well, beautiful Friday out. This is our great time of the year to be, listing and selling houses. This is when everything is still green.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's like kind of when you drive down through Cottonwood down there by the way station. You know, people are coming through, people from down south, people from up north. Looks like the beautiful rolling hills of Ireland.
Very
right now.
Much.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I know it looks a lot different in August.
A little bit. Just a teeny weeny
but
bit.
But April's perfect, so this is a good time of year for us.
Oh, yeah. Cameron, how are you?
Doing well.
I feel like I haven't seen you. We live in the same town, and I feel like I don't see you.
Oh, yeah. No, been doing well, just kind of focusing on my boy here lately. So
good.
He's getting into a lot of sports. We had another baseball game last night. He was quite a trooper. He actually, a poor kid, had to go to the dentist and lost a tooth at earlier in the afternoon, but still made it out for the baseball game and to get out there and help his teammates for the
man.
Yeah, we had a good time, and then he's just been trying to keep up with that kid.
Is this elementary, junior high, or what?
He's a second grader.
Second grader?
Oh yeah,
dude, total trooper.
Total trooper.
And you said Cougar of the Week.
Cougar of the Week. So he goes to grand school. He's a Cougar of the Week this week. So
dude, congratulations.
That comes with all kinds of different little perks and
pomp and circumstance
for the kid. Yeah, and all kinds of new added little late minute, last minute details that he reminds dad about first thing in the morning. Hey, Dad, I'm supposed to bring your book today. Hey, I got to bring a picture today. Oh, hey, I forgot to tell you, I got to bring a toy. I got to bring this. I got to bring that. So I'm even supposed to be delivering cupcakes apparently later on this morning. So he told me that as we were walking out the door. I said, well, we're not getting those before I get you to school, but I'll run them out a little later.
Hey, well, if you're listening, help Cameron Middleton out. Bring some cupcakes to the studio.
Yeah,
that
I was told
some time.
I was told 12 vanilla, 12 chocolate.
Cougar of the Week means what?
It's a little late to be posted orders, but
then you can bring a ham sandwich and some Pepsi. That'd be awesome.
Well, and the thing of it is, they had all last week off for some kind of, I don't know what they call it. What is it? Spring break or something?
For spring break.
A whole week,
mm-hmm.
Right? They got a whole week in February. They get 2 weeks off in December.
Yeah.
And by the way, they did it all last week and Monday.
Yeah.
This Monday. So I'm kind of going, now, wait a minute here. There needs to be a little bit of trade-off with the school.
Yeah.
They expect us parents to show, to take these kids back for these amount of time.
Where's your cupcakes?
I'm just thinking, you got it. Where's my cupcakes? I just want to drop them off for a weekend or two. Just take them. I'll take them. Whole week off, spring break, fine. Just take him for the weekend.
Dang.
But the principal and I just don't seem to eye to eye on this. It's
darn it.
Trouble, so.
You might have to become the principal.
Let's not get carried away.
Hey, well, Cameron, you're here. Tell me about what, I live in an apartment, so I feel like I don't have the best questions to ask about if I'm interested in looking for a house or what people should be asking.
Well, I think two things. I mean, there's really, when you look at real estate locally, even on a macro level, it's not just the buying and the selling of homes. The rental market is very important to watch as well. And I think a lot of people lose sight of that. It's a lot easier for us to track the purchase market in the area. It's a lot tougher to track the rental market. But when you really see that, we still have a shortage of supply when it comes to rental units. Obviously in Reading, we're still in a pinch when it comes to rental supply. And, in terms of where, when you look at the rental scale, people think, oh gosh, I just saw this new complex that went up over here. Or I saw, they're going to open up some new units somewhere else. It kind of depends upon which sector of that rental market you're looking at. So what we've had an influx of here, and it's a good thing, lately in the last few years here in Reading, is an influx of affordable housing. So where you actually have the subsidized or the rent adjusted units, we've had a number of those come online. We still see a shortage of market rate apartment units, single family dwellings or duplexes, fourplexes, some of those rental situations. We're still seeing a bit of a shortage of that. And again, you've got rentals that go all the way up and down the spectrum, from very low income up apartment units all the way up to, there's houses on the river that can be rented. So you really have quite a range.
Whoa, that'd be cool.
It would be, but it's pricey. I know of a handful of them where, you've got rents, really capping over $5,000 a month. So it really, there's a whole range that you can work with. But, in terms of the last quarter, so that's, usually on the April one, we talk about the first quarter. Volume is still relatively low. We are seeing inventory increase slightly. We're up to 750 homes on our MLS. And again, I always use that as a relative number because our MLS can have, properties that are, that's everything in Shasta County, but it can also have ones that are, outside of the county. So there are times you'll see, for example, Lewiston, which is in Trinity County. It's on the other side of the county line, but a number of people will take Lewiston, and you'll see agents that will take those and put them on our MLS. Red Bluff. Sometimes we'll have Red Bluff listings that are on our MLS. Certainly Cottonwood, south of the county line, we'll see on our MLS. So it doesn't exactly mean the number of homes for sale in Shasta County, but relative to previous months, you're able to, sort of year over year, you're able to at least see that inventory as a relative number. So it's gone up slightly, and part of that's probably a seasonal adjustment. But in terms of rates are still holding about where they've been. We're in the low sixes. And in fact, I think the benchmark rate today, according to Mortgage News Daily, is at a 6.32% for a 30-year fixed. So rates have come up a little bit since about a month ago. But a lot of that has to do with, of course, the 10-year treasury and the fluctuation there and what's happened really with regards to, what happens with our economy, depends upon what's going on with the Strait of Hormuz with, any last hour. So, again, I look at this morning, the 10-year treasury is down to 4.22. I think Texas Intermediate crude oil, barrel of oil has gone down to $80. Was as high as, I think, 118. So, oil's come down, but boy, we get it, that conflict flares up. That can go up another $20, $30, $40 a barrel pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
But that, right now, with economic uncertainty, buyers are a little bit more timid.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that nationwide. People going, hey, the state of the economy, the state of, the war in Iran, et cetera. People are a little bit more timid to be making long-term big purchases like cars or homes.
Darn. Well, Cameron, I got to know, what's your reach? Are you out just here in Redding or the entirety of Shasta County, or how many counties do you oversee?
Well, I mean, we try and keep it, generally speaking, to Shasta County. But, yeah, we've had, we've done sales in Lassen County, Siskiyou County, Trinity County, really within about a one-county radius. It gets very difficult to service a list anywhere outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly Tehama County several times. We've handled stuff even further south, Glenn County. I think Dad's done ones in Butte County.
Mm-hmm.
We can do a little bit more of a reach, and certainly if it's a purchase, it's a little bit easier. But it does get, Dad's even facilitated ones in other states at times through other realtors and other agents, depending upon, the brokerage, et cetera. So, but really, what our general focus area is Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to, as an agent, you want to be somewhat focused in terms of your area, your market, your region. It's important to look at the, macroeconomic factors, even statewide and nationally, and look at what's going on in the neighboring counties. I mean, as Redding is the largest city in Northern California, it's not in a 150-mile radius. There's nothing as large as Redding, Chico, put student population in. But still, when you look at that radius, Shasta County, and we kind of consider the greater Redding area as well. We've done things, of course, all over the county, but in the greater Redding area, which I always kind of define as Whiskey Town to the west, kind of Millville to the east, the lake, Shasta Lake to the north,
mm-hmm.
and then, Cottonwood County line to the south.
What's the hottest neighborhood right now in Redding?
Ooh, I wouldn't say there's necessarily a hot neighborhood. Part of this is what we look at as well is trends within certain sectors, mm-hmm. right? So what's happening in the $300,000 to $400,000 range? What's happening in the $700,000 to $800,000 range?
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
The ones that are having a little trouble right now are new construction. They've had to adjust their prices down a bit. So in any of the new neighborhoods where you have new construction going on, that's been a little bit tougher. They're able to offer some incentives. And really, we've seen in this quarter, when we look at it, and we get a great report monthly from our friends at Sprinkle Appraisals, Bob and Tiffany Sprinkle, and the average sale price actually for the last quarter went up a fair amount since from quarter four 2025. So our average sales price, and this is in the Reading area, so 96001, 002, and 003 zip codes, which includes all of the city of Reading Incorporated and a little bit outside of it. Mm-hmm. We went from an average price of $417,000 to $446,000. So a bit of an increase, mm-hmm. which is good to see. And again, some of that seasonal. But still, to see that increase at least is positive. And really, we're almost to a $250 a square foot average price.
Wow.
So we're $247 and change.
Cameron, I have to ask you, because it seems when I'm on social media, it's the realtors that are just going marketing, marketing, marketing. I feel like the marketing game's changed. Have you recognized that or seen that? Are you guys adjusting your marketing practices?
It has, and yes, in terms of marketing and home marketing, it can. There's a lot of tools in the toolbox. And certainly now looking at a lot of it, too, depends upon the property you're trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And just different if you're doing commercial, different if you're doing residential, different if you're doing a higher end as well. You're trying to maybe put that reach much further and trying to reach people in other areas. So that takes some focused marketing mm-hmm. to get that in those certain areas. So, yeah, certainly in terms of people looking, it's a lot different than it was, you know, when I first started 20 years ago because buyers especially are able to go on, and they do so much of the searching themselves. They're on their phones, at home, on their laptops, what have you, looking at homes constantly. So which is a good thing because it allows that buyer to get a better idea of the market. Still, the key is making sure we actually go out and look at those homes. Mm-hmm. The other part, too, that people have a kind of a misunderstanding with is what a sold price may include. So, again, a house sells for $400,000, great, but there may be several thousand, you know, percentage points that were seller credits. So, yeah, it may have sold for $400,000, but they may have agreed to do a seller credit for repairs of a certain amount. They may need to have done a seller credit, for example, to pay for the buyer's agent's commission. So, you know, it's not unusual to maybe say have a $400,000 selling price, but they may have given back $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 in repairs and other concessions mm-hmm. that you don't necessarily see reflected in, say, a sale price on Zillow or something like that. So, and of course, you talk to most agents, we're not a fan of Zillow or these Zestimates.
No, isn't that like all the corporate out of the area online?
Yeah, and they use algorithms to kind of try and develop the, and they're getting better with them, but they use these algorithms to try and determine the value of a home on a mass scale. They use that using tax records, right? So they get the tax records, they see what houses nearby have sold for. It's a Bay Area company, and most of these are out of larger cities, these ones with these estimate type things, where location is far more critical. Literally, it doesn't have so much to do with square footage or certain things. It's which block are you on? The house four doors down sold for this. They may be fairly different houses, completely different houses. Mm-hmm. But hey, it sold for, you know, it was four doors down, so that's a much closer estimate. In Reading, that's not so much the case. If you're looking for a, you know, three bedroom, two bath, 1800 square feet, you know, an average home that again is about, you know, say, we'll say 400. Okay. You may, and you're looking on, say, the west side. All right. You may be having something that could be a mile away, one in Country Heights versus one up towards, say, Mary Lake. Mm-hmm. And now those houses, Zillow will show as a mile apart, maybe more. So it won't take that into effect, even though they're very, very similar houses. But
the house next door, and it could be an attract subdivision. The house next door could be the same floor plan, literally, maybe reversed. But same floor plan, your house is nice. You've done a ton of work. Your yard is maintained beautifully. You've done a great landscaping. The inside is fully redone. You've done, you know, new kitchen, totally remodeled, great flooring, bathrooms, granite countertops, new paint, the whole nine yards, beautiful fixtures. But the house next door was a foreclosure. And the people below, they destroyed it.
Mm.
Holes in the walls, toilets ripped out, you know, absolutely demolished and in bad shape. So, but that one sells. Zillow will take far greater, they'll put far more emphasis on that house next door that sold and what that price was, even though there's a real comparable that's further away that should be compared to your house. It will take the location propensity into account way more than it should.
So go local.
Yes, it's important. And really, talk to an agent about the value of your home. If you're looking to list, talk to an agent. A lot of people just get on Zillow, oh, hey, my estimate is this. No. Get somebody that knows the market, knows the area, and can say, no, this is really where you're going to be at, and this is what an appraiser is going to look at and be able to do. So,
This is good. Hey, Cameron, we're going to take our break. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're with Cameron Middleton, House Realty.
I got you.
Ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
I'm coming out. I want the world to know. Got to let it show. I
All right, Casey and our listeners, welcome back to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And I'm here with Cameron Middleton, House of Realty. Cameron, it is kickoff to event season. I have to ask you, so when you're marketing a house and people are interested in buying or setting the roots in Reading, what's the best way to market it? I mean, we have some great events from March through June, just constant, you know, community organizing. What's your best advice? Or what makes Reading unique as a place to invest in?
Well, I mean, again, this is a great time of year. It's kind of like, especially in the fall as well, when we got some great events and things going on. I think in terms of really getting that word out, and really looking more at buyers, you know, in terms of what they're doing, this is a good time when you get a lot of people that are from out of the area that do come to Reading, come to Shasta County, or even to Tehama County, to, you know, come and participate in some of these. People come all from all over for the rodeos. People come in all in from the car shows. I think a lot of the marketing materials have been kind of probably submitted and printed and are ready to go for most of those events specifically. But it's a good time to buy. It's a good time to show off the area.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when people that are from out of the area are going to come and look and see some of those homes. Somebody's brought their old, you know, car in. You know, their great classic car for the cool April nights. They may be cruising around the area. Again, they're looking on their phones, looking at houses and maybe want to go see a few. This is a good time to do that. Other part is trying to make your home available.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I think the biggest thing though that we always want to stress, if can be done, is to try and get inspection reports done in advance. So before you list that home, go get a pest inspection. Go get a home inspection. And by pest inspection, again, I always want to reiterate this to people. We talk about a termite or pest inspection. That's having to do with wood. You know, 80-90% of the time, it has nothing to do with termites. It's not, most people don't have termites. It's not something that's really prolific in this area. I mean, it happens. But usually it's dry rot.
Mm-hmm.
It's fungus. It's wood damage. But take a look at those factors. Go do those reports. You know, if you've got a septic tank, get that addressed. Make sure you're looking at the septic tank issues. Get that inspected. Once you do these things, what it does is make sure you don't have any big surprises.
Mm.
We had one recently where, you know, they came across some mold. Again, difficult one to then handle. It's okay. And some of these things can get very expensive. A big one, too, we see, especially when it comes to pest reports, are decks. People with wood decks. You get in there and you find out, you know, oh, hey, it's good. I didn't paint it last year, the year before, but, you know, I stained it back in 2022. And, yeah, I know this board's loose over here that people roll in. Next thing you know, they look at these decks and they get underneath them and they're shot.
Dang.
And then they find out, oh, yeah, sorry, it's going to be $30,000.
Oof.
To get that, you know, totally repaired. And that can be a deal killer.
Take care of your homes. Take care of your home.
Maintenance is absolutely crucial.
It's your investment.
And again, you may not necessarily need to go put a new roof on and put a new HVAC on and do some of these major things prior to sale, but at least know about them. If all of a sudden that comes up, a lot of buyers now are doing requests for repairs. We hear from sellers all the time. Hey, I want to sell my house for this much and it's as is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fixing a thing. Okay, that's fine if you want to say that and you want to try and do that, we'll get there. But the buyer's going to request something.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing homes sit because buyers are going in going, yeah, hey, I've got 5% or 10% down. I've got some down payment money, but I'm not going to be able to take over the house and do $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more worth of repairs. I don't have that kind of cash flow. So I need to, we need to get this. I'm not able to buy the house. And when the person says, hey, we're not going to be able to do that, I'm not going to do the repairs. So there's other ways of doing it. You can always give a credit. You can do a price reduction. You can do some other things. But condition is important. The other thing that can come up, and a lot of people are unaware of this, is during the appraisal process. So when you have an appraiser, the appraiser comes out, you're in escrow, you're doing your inspections, everything else. Yeah, we know there's an issue here. We know there's an issue there. Well, the appraiser may come out and say, hey, I see major issues with the roof. So to do a loan on this, this is going to be the price. Or, you know, the price may come in at, you know, again, it's $400, fine, it's $400, but that roof is in terrible shape. that has to be addressed before I will sign off on this appraisal. Mm-hmm. And the lender won't fund. It can kill the deal until that's actually taken care of. So this that can happen. We had an appraiser once that came out and had, I think it was 7 different conditions on a house, things that needed to be fixed, especially if it's an FHA loan or if it's a VA loan. That's a special type of appraiser that has a certain set of guidelines, and some certain things, conditions have to be met. It has to be a decent house. The federal government, FHA, VA, they won't loan to a veteran to go buy a house that's in poor condition. So they want to make sure and see that those things are addressed prior to. So they don't get out there, they're not able to, you know, they want to make sure that it's not just the value is accurate on the purchase contract. They want to make sure that it's livable, it's got some of these, it doesn't have major issues. And so we've seen that too hold up deals for, you know, many, many times. So that can be a big surprise that can occur as well during an escrow. Is if you've got something that's really not in great condition, you've got a home that's got problems, you need to address that in advance. Otherwise, you're going to get an escrow. And then once you know about it, you have to disclose that moving forward. You have to, by law. So people can get in some real trouble on some of these if they don't address some of these issues up front.
So who should homeowners call prior to calling you guys to check their house before getting you guys in the place?
Let's start with the agent. The agent will have a list. They'll be able to find inspectors of any kind. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of inspections.
So go with the agent first.
Yeah, get your agent. And the three you always want to talk to when you're going to be listing, you know, talk to your agent first. If you're a buyer, talk to your agent, your insurance agent, mm-hmm. and your lender. Mm-hmm. Those are the big three. But And there's a number, the two standard ones you always want to really do is a home inspection and a pest inspection. Which again, that's all the wood. But there's several others depending upon the property. Pool inspections can be critical. Boy, when you find out you've got a crack in the pool, that is, you know, the equipment is shot. That's another one we see frequently. That can be a big, big problem, especially when we get into drought years. You've got a pool, now it's got a leak, it's got a crack, or it's got some kind of problem. Or it needs resurfacing. Some of these things can get really, really pricey. Septic, huge. Oof. New septic rules went into place a handful of years ago, and those septic rules are critical, and they really have to do with the leach field. So if you get into a problem with that septic and the leach field isn't working properly, it used to be, you know, maybe $1,000, $2,000 to go ahead and get that solved. Mm-hmm. Now it can be $20,000, $25,000, or $30,000. And so you want to have that one done. Well and pump inspections are big. We have pretty good water up here. We're lucky.
Good water.
A lot of places in the country, they have major issues. But you want to have that checked. Have your well checked, especially now when water is such a critical issue. Get some of those things done. So there are a number of them that, you know, issues that you can have. The other one, too, that we've seen now happen a handful of times, and this is critical, is when you've got larger pieces of property, are the fences in the right places? And, you know, maybe it might be time to get a survey. Has anybody actually checked where those parcels are, where the property corners are? We've had a number of them. I had one recently, and, yeah, we got it in escrow, and the buyer's agent went out and goes, something's just not right here. And I'm kind of looking at the parcel map. I'm like, yeah, this does seem a bit off. We, of course, get there and we take a look, and I literally had to go out there dodging rattlesnakes for a while. It was a property down in Anderson, and was out there with a measuring tape, a compass, a rangefinder, my maps, you know, trying to use GPS, look at some different factors, and realize, oh, yeah, this fence is completely off. Oh, my God, that fence is off. The corner's wrong. The direction's wrong. This thing is completely off in this back area. Mm-hmm. And it was a real, real issue. I mean, it took a large percentage of the purchase price off from the sellers to be able to then move
that.
So, yeah, it's really critical to look at that, see where those ones are. And as we get further out into the county, so further outside of town, those can be, they're more likely to be off. Some of these are based on surveys that were done with rods and chains in the 1800s. I'm not kidding. And they could be off by quite a bit. You know, we go off a grid system and with sections that are square miles. They're supposed to be squares. you look at these maps, and a lot of them are clearly not squares. They aren't even rectangles. They're not even, I don't know, trapezoids, whatever you want to call them. So these can be off by quite a bit, and sometimes you get people, too, that have owned properties for generations. And somebody just put up a fence back in 1947, and you have no idea that that neighbor didn't know the other neighbor was just saying,
my land.
I'm going to go ahead and take an extra 12 feet here. So it happens all the time. So that's another one, too, you want to be careful of, because that can get you in a world of trouble.
Well, shoot, Cameron. I don't know if you've encouraged me to get a house or not after all of that. I'd love the apartments that I live in take care of that. Hey, when we come back, I want to hear, you know, what's the average age price for someone looking into home buying, average age for a home buyer these days. But, hey, we're going to take our break. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio.
This ain't a heartbreak anthem. I don't care what happened, but I ain't got no time to dwell on.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast stations with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit windriver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Let love,
All right, KCNR listeners, welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher filling in for Carl and Linda. They'll be back on Monday. I'm here with House Realty Cameron Middleton. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. It is Friday, April 17th, a beautiful sunny day. Looks like, what is it? What's the weather? It's high near 74 degrees, north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Beautiful weather, and then apparently it starts getting a little cloudy and rain likely next week, which is, it always happens on cool April nights. That's the cool part that they talk about.
It's the most predictable weather of the year. I can tell you next year, that weekend of the cruise, is an 80% chance of rain.
80% chance of
a
rain.
A year out, I can predict 80% chance of rain. It's absolutely unbelievable. And they've moved the dates around different years, tried different times, beginning of the month, end of the month, middle. Yeah, it's unbelievable how often that happens.
If you want it to rain in Reading, do an outdoor event.
Yes, that's right.
Straight up.
Yeah.
That's when, if there's drought this year, just start planning right now a street event.
Yeah.
And then boom.
It'll rain.
It'll rain. Hey, so I'm here with Cameron Middleton. Cameron, great to see you. I hope you've been well.
Yeah.
I'm glad for our listeners to tune on in this morning. But Cameron, we're going to jump in. We've been talking about if you're looking to sell your home, you need to take the precautions. Make sure you're focusing on upkeep, partner with your agent, make sure you're taking care of your home before you pass it off, because it's going to save you a lot of money and make you a lot of money. But, Cameron, I want to know, what is the average buying price? What's an average age homeowner right now? Because I'm 30, and I'm thinking, I don't think I'll be able to get a home until maybe 45. Hopefully not 50, but what's kind of the secret these days?
Yeah, and it's a good question. What we're seeing right now, the movement is by people, mainly the largest demographic that we're seeing purchase and sell their homes right now are seniors, retirees, and it is to downsize and to be closer to kids and grandkids, mostly grandkids. I mentioned this before, but you know, I'm telling my dad all the time, I'm sick and tired of babysitting your grandson all the time. And so, you know, our generation is telling our parents that, hey, we want you to be closer to home. We want you to spend time with grandkids. In a market like this, they're the mobile ones, right? So they may have a much larger equity in the house. So they may not need to be making getting a big loan, where they're only putting 5 or 10% down and then trying to finance the rest, dealing with a larger monthly payment. Or they've got their nest egg. They've got their retirement income. They have a means to be able to do it. So that's a huge part of what we're seeing, especially in and out of the area. And it's going both directions, I'd say equally. We're seeing people here move out of the area to go move to wherever their kids and grandkids are. And we're seeing people move into the area from elsewhere to be closer to their kids and grandkids. So that's the largest segment, I think, demographically that we're really seeing right now. Not that there aren't younger home buyers out there. There are, but there aren't as many. It's tougher to find them.
Darn.
Yeah.
What's the average age for a young, what's the median, like, first-time home buyer?
Oh, I don't know what the median age is, and we don't have accurate enough numbers here locally to determine that. But it's gone up tremendously. It's much, much higher than it used to be. My probable guess would be late 30s, probably early 40s.
Dang.
For a lot of first-time home buyers. But again, that's, local is a little bit different. I mean, as we start talking statewide, et cetera, we don't have so much of our inventory here is single family housing. It's its own house, so, you know, at least two bedrooms on a lot. What you find in other areas of the state is far more condos. So we don't have very many condominiums here in Reading.
No.
Very, very few. You see a lot, you can see people buying in condos, people buying in complexes, people buying, you know, as part of a fourplex. They have some other options that maybe are more expensive for the area, but they're also smaller. So relatively, they may not be necessarily looking at purchasing they're not trying to go out and buy a 3-2 in Hayward.
but they're trying to buy a condo. They're trying to buy something small so they can at least get their foot in the door.
National Association of Realtors says home buyer median age for first-time home buyers, California and U.S., is at a record high of 40 years old.
Yep, there we go.
California, even higher, median age, National Association of Realtors, 49 years old.
49.
The heck?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what if I don't even make it at 49 years old?
Oh, you got good. You got good odds. You're going to be fine.
Shoot.
So
dang.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. Why is it? What happened? What happened?
So two things. The number one is simply lack of supply, affordability. I mean, the prices went sky high. So again, those people that already owned that have that equity, they're able to do that. They're actually able. They've got that money. And they were able to, you know, they've got, again, they bought a house for, you know, $300,000 down in the Bay area. And now, you know, 25 years ago or something, now it's worth $1.4 million. Mm-hmm. They cashed that out. And now all of a sudden they're able to go anywhere. They're able to do, you know, purchase homes. They're able to do anything for somebody starting from scratch. Even if you've got a really good job, a two-income household, you know, I don't care if you've got your kids out there working for you. You've got to do, you know, make quite a bit of money to be able to afford anything in that kind of range. You know, mm-hmm. high six figures, even low seven figures. The mortgage on that is tremendous. So it's very, very difficult. The other one, too, I think, is that you got a lot of renters. So you have people, I mean, again, in certain parts of the state, you've got more of a rental inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And again, people get used to just renting.
Yeah.
And they stay there, they're renting. The other one we find that I've seen and I've seen studies of statewide is with rent control. So you've got people in rent controlled units, and once they're in, they stay. So mm-hmm. the idea with rent control is it current tenants are able to, you know, keep their rents relatively low and stay in them, but it doesn't it discourages mobility. People then aren't going out and trying to buy or trying to find other places because once they're there, that's where they're at. The other one too, I think, is as technology's increased, the job market has changed, younger people are moving around more. So the sometimes the settling down is less of a factor. I don't think there's as many people now. It's, hey, this is my place to live. This is where I'm going to...
Setting your roots.
Yep, I'm going to set the roots, and I'm going to stay here, purchase a home. This is where I'm going to be. Now, hey, I may move in a couple of years. I might move in 3 or 4 years. I'm going to get a job transfer here. I'm going to go change careers over there, move to L.A., move here, move to... And so you get that mobility factor. I think that's another one.
Yeah.
But really, the number one issue, though, is affordability. Prices have gone up so high statewide because we haven't built new homes, new units. And without more residential units, it has not kept up pace, and it's made it tough.
I want more homes built, but I want them to go back to a time where all the houses had identity. I love going to our beautiful neighborhoods in Reading where houses had identity and character instead of these big just... land lots that look exactly the same.
I agree. I've always liked that. I mean, I live in kind of a basic tract home, you know, myself, but I love the neat older homes, mm-hmm. the ones with that character.
Mm-hmm.
Where like Carl and Linda live and these other ones here.
Those
up
are
on,
great neighborhoods.
Yeah. I mean, I love this area on Chestnut Butte. You know, the old homes in Sunset Terrace, these mm-hmm. ones up on, you know, some neat ones on say Willis, up in the Magnolia neighborhood.
Yeah.
Up there, Walnut Almond.
Nut neighborhoods.
Yeah, the Nut neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Very neat places. And, yeah, I love that character. And unfortunately, a lot of the way we've made it to build homes these days in terms of, you know, the regs, the permits, the building permit process, et cetera, it's hard to add those little expensive extras if you're trying to build that home and have that happen.
Get it done as fast as possible and cheap as possible. Hey, Cameron, we have about 2 minutes left. So, one, what's the best way for people who want to have questions for you or get in contact information?
Yeah, call us at House of Realty, 530-241-8300, or our website at houseofrealty.com. And, yeah, we're the oldest continuously operating real estate firm in Shasta County now, so 1965.
And you're over in downtown Redding over
downtown
here.
Downtown Redding, yep. We're right here at Placer in Oregon.
I love it. How do you like downtown Redding's improvements?
We've had some great improvements. I really like the market, the public market.
Mm-hmm.
It's unique, and I think for the first time in a while, we've got something that in and of itself is a direct draw
mm-hmm.
to downtown.
Yeah.
It's a unique draw.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a specific a restaurant or venue. It's a unique draw. And I think that was a critical move
yes.
for downtown. I think that was huge. Because I think there's a lot of people that get discouraged sometimes coming downtown. There's a lot of other things we can do in the other parts of the city. And so it really to have something other than just an event, but something else that was unique. We've had the Cascade. We've had there are some other factors, but having an extra new draw, I think, has been critical.
I love it.
I hope it continues. Hope it works, and hope that keeps moving forward.
And so, then, are you going to go to Cool April Nights?
Yeah, planning on it.
There it is, Red Bluff
yep.
Roundup.
Not going to make it to Red Bluff.
Darn it. Well, hey, everyone, you're going to have a jam-packed weekend. You've got the kickoff to Cool April Nights tonight. Kickoff 4 to 9 p.m. here in downtown Redding. Red Bluff Roundup starts at 7 p.m. tonight, and tomorrow is Grease Lightning Sing-Along at the Cascade Theater. I hope you have a fabulous weekend. We're going to see you around. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR Radio.
It's going to take more than one month.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.